This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM40 update for the 26th of January, 2023. The PM40 closed up again for the second consecutive trading day at 53.26, up 43 points from the previous close. We'll highlight the winners and losers right after these messages.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
And we're back, folks. The top gainer for the day was West Fraser, closing at $86.79, up 8.5%. Packaging Corporation of America also gained, closing up 7.3% at $138.62. Other winners were Glatfelter, WestRock, and Potlatch Deltic. The day's biggest decliner was Suzano, which closed at $8.97, down 3.3%. Kimberly-Clark also lost, closing down 1.4% at $130.27. Other decliners were IT Tech Packaging, UPM, and Sunoco. You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with a financial professional before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2023, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.